Wednesday, 17th week, Ordinary Time, 2. First reading, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 15, verse 10. Woe to me, mother, that you gave me birth, a man of strife and contention to all the land. I neither borrow nor lend, yet all curse me. When I found your words, I devoured them. They became my joy and the happiness of my heart, because I bore your name, O Lord God of hosts. I did not sit celebrating in the circle of merrymakers. Under the weight of your hand I sat alone, because you filled me with indignation. Why is my pain continuous, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? You have indeed become for me a treacherous brook, whose waters do not abide. Thus the Lord answered me, if you repent, so that I restore you, in my presence you shall stand. If you bring forth the precious without the vial, you shall be my mouthpiece. Then it shall be they who turn to you, and you shall not turn to them. And I will make you toward this people a solid wall of brass. Though they fight against you, they shall not prevail, for I am with you, to deliver and rescue you, says the Lord. I will free you from the hand of the wicked, and rescue you from the wicked of the violent. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 44. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Theme: do all the necessary things to reach the kingdom of heaven. In order to value something, people first of all must know what that thing can do to them. If they don't know its value, they shall not value it and spend their time and effort continuing to search for it. For example, a fine pearl before a swine, or two examples, a fine pearl before a swine, the ancient manuscripts of Scripture before an atheist. Today's readings want to emphasize that people must have keen eyes to recognize the value of God's words and the kingdom of heaven. These two things have a close relationship. God's words guide people to attain the kingdom of heaven. In the first reading, when the prophet Jeremiah heard God's words, he happily swallowed it. But it is also because of God's words he was opposed and hated by people, so that he suspected even his existence in this world. But the Lord came to strengthen his spirit. He promised that if Jeremiah was faithful in his prophetic mission, he would make him as a solid wall of brass, liberate him from all the wicked enemies, and give him salvation. In the gospel, Jesus compared the kingdom of heaven to the treasure which is hidden in the field, or as a precious pearl, which, when someone finds it, he shall go home and sell all, so what he has to buy shall all. So he has what he needs to buy the field or the precious pearl. Analysis reading 1. God provide hope for the prophet Jeremiah in times of trouble. In times of trials. The double effects of God's words. On the one side, God's words are the reason for the prophetic mission. If a prophet doesn't speak God's words, he is no longer a prophet of God. Therefore, a prophet must be happy when he receives God's words, as the prophet Jeremiah said in today's passage. When I found your words, I devoured them. They became my joy and the happiness of my heart, because I bore the name, your name, O Lord, God of hosts. The author of the book of Revelation expressed this in another way. I took the small scroll from the angel's hand and swallowed it. In my mouth, it was like sweet honey, but when I had eaten it, my stomach turned sour. On the other side, the prophet Jeremiah also felt the bitterness of God's words when he carried out his mission to the point that he cried, "Woe to me, mother, that you gave me birth, a man of strife and contention to all the land. I neither borrow nor lend, yet all curse me." He was opposed and cursed because he spoke words which people did not want to hear. They wanted to have peace while he kept foretelling war. They wanted prosperity while he foretold famine and exile, etc. A prophet must speak and live according to the truth, while people have a shallow and superficial knowledge. This is the reason a prophet may feel isolated from people. He did not sit celebrating in the circle of merrymakers, but he sat alone. Not only that, but he was also avoided by people like a horrible object. Jeremiah was thrown into a well full of mud. When he sat in the mud, he questioned the effect of God's words for people. God strengthened Jeremiah's faith. First of all, God wanted Jeremiah to understand that he was God's mouthpiece. He couldn't say anything but what he wanted him to say. If he didn't want to speak or say anything which was different than what was commanded, he would no longer be his prophet. Next, people must hear and practice God's words through the prophet. Not that the prophet must change God's words to harmonize with people's way of life or their desire. He reminded Jeremiah in today's passage, "It shall be they who turn to you, and you shall not turn to them. Then opposition and suffering can't be avoided when the prophet carries out his mission, because the nature of the prophetic mission contains them. Since people lose their way and live far away from God, a prophet must fight against the devil, the world, and people's fleshly weaknesses to bring them back to God. Fighting against the three enemies isn't easy, but with God's power, a prophet can do it. As God promised Jeremiah, "I will make you toward this people a solid wall of brass. Though they fight against you, they shall not prevail, for I am with you to deliver and rescue you, says the Lord." Finally, a loyal prophet shall overcome all obstacles and receive the glorious reward. A prophet of God can't have failure because he doesn't fight alone. Together with the Lord of the Sabbath, he shall grant the last victory for him. Gospel. Out of joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. People need to know the value of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus clearly revealed God's will for human beings, which is to live an eternal and happy life with him in heaven. Therefore, the purpose of life is to attain the kingdom of heaven, not anything else, such as becoming rich, reaching a high position, having a beautiful wife and smart children, etc. Why does the kingdom of heaven have a higher value than any worldly value? There are many reasons, but we will cite only the main reasons here. The kingdom of heaven is everlasting, complete. You will have complete happiness, which can't be lost, while the earthly value is temporary, imperfect, and it does not have true happiness and can be completely easily lost. People must sacrifice all things for the kingdom of heaven. How can one reach the kingdom of heaven? Jesus answered, sell all that he has and buy that. First, people's temptations is to have both the kingdom. People's temptation is to have both the kingdom of God and worldly things. One danger of catching fish with both hands is that if we don't sell all that we have, we will be tempted by what we keep. And then, instead of buying the kingdom of heaven, we will be content with what we have in this world. If we want to reach the kingdom of heaven, Jesus requires us to listen and to do God's teachings. This isn't easy to do because God's thought and way are different from humans' thought and way. To live according to God's standards, we must accept loss, suffering, opposition, and even death. But we don't fight alone. God shall fight with us by the strength of his grace. He shall help us to overcome all obstacles and promise to give victory for those who are loyal to follow his way. Living according to the kingdom of heavenly standards not only brings us eternal and everlasting life in the next, but also gives us joy and peace in this present life. Application in life. We should understand and ascertain the importance of the kingdom of heaven. If not, we shall not sacrifice what we have. To sell material things is difficult, but to sacrifice our will and to follow Christ is even more difficult. We need to pray for God's strength. What is difficult for us shall not be difficult with God. We need to believe in God's promise to Jeremiah, I shall be with you to save and to liberate you from your enemy.